Grand jury investigation, NGOs rake in billions providing illegal aliens with safari-style guide maps to get to U.S. by John Binder on November 27, 2023. A statewide grand jury in Florida has issued its latest report, detailing how non-governmental organizations, NGOs, profit billions from securing federal contracts to resettle illegal aliens across all 50 states. Among the findings in the statewide grand jury's report is that from October 2022 through September 2023, over 900,000 border crossers and illegal aliens were released into the United States interior after arriving at the southern border. The overwhelming majority, the report notes, do not have valid asylum claims but are still able to take full advantage of federal welfare programs meant for struggling Americans. Our federal government also speaks with its pocketbook. Once here, many of those claiming asylum, of whom as much as 50% failed to even appear for a hearing once finally held. Almost 90% of those who do appear are found to have no credible claim deserving asylum status, qualify for and receive benefits during their period of residence such as temporary assistance for needy families, TANF, supplemental nutrition assistance, SNAP, Medicaid, women, infants, and children, WIC, benefits, and public school education, including breakfast and lunch programs. Emphasis added. These benefits can be claimed for years, even after an alien is ordered removed by the courts. Of course, many primarily come looking for jobs, which generally pay far better than those at home. Emphasis added. In particular interest to the statewide grand jury is the role that NGOs in the U.S. play in facilitating illegal immigration for the Department of Homeland Security, DHS. According to the report, NGOs contracted to resettle illegal aliens in the U.S. are hardly monitored and seemingly profit from higher levels of illegal immigration as it ultimately means more federal contracts for which they can bid. Billions of dollars of grant funds are dispersed every year by federal agencies to NGOs, many of which also receive financial aid from groups affiliated with the United Nations, the report states. These monies are not spent accountably. For example, on March 28, 2023, the DHS Inspector General released a report following its audit of funds awarded to FEMA's Emergency Food and Shelter Program, used by NGOs to assist illegal aliens encountered at the southern border. Of $12.9 million examined, the NGO awardees were unable to account to the DHS owing for $7.4 million, 58%. Nonetheless, FEMA's Shelter and Services Program, SSP, for NGOs sent another $77 million, bringing the total to around $291 million this year alone. We also heard from witnesses and examined annual reports from some of these NGOs, learning that in some cases more than 70% of their funds were spent on salaries, with many executives making several hundred thousand dollars annually, and expenses unrelated to actual alien service. Emphasis added. The river of accountability free money has absolutely polluted the entire process. Given the breadth of our mandate, we focused on transnational criminal organizations and illegal immigration, detailed further at other sections of this report. We discovered, however, that there are also legal organizations who appear to be misusing federal contract monies in their nonprofit status in order to abet the process, and likely the actors responsible for the illegal activity we are describing. Emphasis added. The statewide grand jury accused a number of NGOs contracted with the federal government to facilitate illegal immigration of obstructing their investigation by refusing to provide subpoenaed information and refusing to answer some direct questions. These NGOs do not truly or exclusively operate as humanitarians. They do not spend federal grant money to convince alien populations not to risk a life-threatening odyssey. Rather, they magnify the magnetic illusion of economic prosperity at the end of a migratory trek, the report continues. They provide cash cards, cell phones, and transport vehicles and what amount to safari-style guide maps through portions of jungle and across deadly terrain, increasing the number of individuals who thus elect to make the journey and enabling transnational criminal organizations to amass fabulous wealth in a bottomless pool of victims in the process. Emphasis added. The report also cited research from the Heritage Foundation's Oversight Project, which, in December 2022, revealed that NGOs contracted with the federal government had helped resettle illegal aliens across 431 U.S. congressional districts out of the nation's 435 congressional districts. For lawmakers to better understand the role that NGOs play, the statewide grand jury is asking Florida officials to form a separate statewide grand jury solely to investigate the questionable activities of NGOs. Annually, the 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the U.S. cost American taxpayers $163 billion. That amount does not include any of the social and economic costs, such as higher housing prices, depleted wages, lost jobs, increased crime, and strained public resources at hospitals and schools. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.